Welcome back to another Brohemoth edition of Niner Talk, show that answers your Twitter questions in a professional manner. Let me introduce your host, my bro, Taylor Price.
Thanks for the intro, bro. Missed you last week on the show. It's time to get this thing rolling. It's time to bro out. It's time to get the show going. Let's get your questions going.
Let's do it.
Our first question this week comes to us from Ken Aguiar, who wants to know about the NFC Defensive Player of the Week, Tremaine Brock. He asks, where has Vic Fangio and Coach Harbaugh been hiding him? Well, Tremaine Brock hasn't exactly been hiding. He's been a trusted agent on Brad Sealy's special teams units. Brock has played as a gunner, and he's also played at times as a number three cornerback for the 49ers. Last week, however, he blew up with a two-interception game against the Houston Texans. He picked off Matt Schaub's very first pass for an 18-yard touchdown. It's safe to say Tremaine Brock won't be hiding any longer. Next up, Andy wants to know about our fine city of San Francisco. He says, coming to San Francisco this weekend for the game, do you have any 49ers events or must-dos? Well, Andy, the first thing I would do is check out the 49ers team store at the Westfield Mall in San Francisco. Make sure you get some 49ers gear, get the red for Sunday, and then go to the Golden Gate Bridge, rent a bicycle, and ride yourself over the Golden Gate Bridge. It's a great workout. I did it last week with my girlfriend. Definitely enjoyed it. And the last thing I would do, I would go over to North Beach and get yourself a Sicilian slice at Golden Boy Pizza. You'll thank me later. Carlos wants to know about our quarterback. He says, what can Kaepernick do to improve the passing game? Kaepernick spoke in the locker room earlier this week, and he talked about how he values wins more than statistics. But to answer your question, he's got to keep looking at Vernon Davis. Our tight end can outrun linebackers, and he can outrun safeties. Now that his hamstring is healing up, he'll continue to be a focus of his passing game. Vernon Davis has four touchdowns, the second most of all tight ends in the NFC. He's a big player in the passing game, and Kaepernick's got to rely on him. Moving along, Frankie Bones checks in to ask, is Dante Whitner really changing his last name to Hittner? Well, according to Whitner, the paperwork is being filed in his home state of Ohio. The process is slightly delayed because of the current state of the government, but Whitner remains focused on getting this done. He said he's in the entertainment business, and he appears to be having fun with his name change. So don't be surprised if you see Hittner 31 jerseys at a store near you. All right, next up, Ryan comes through with the best question I've seen in six episodes of Niner Talk. He says, more significant, Candlesticks last season or the opening season of Levi's Stadium? That's a great question, and it's impossible to answer. I wrestled with this one myself, and I couldn't decide. I was raised on 49ers football, went to my first game in 1990 at the NFC title game, and I've gone to a game every year since. That being said, I can't wait to see Levi's Stadium. I'm looking at it right now, and it's going to be an awesome venue for the 49ers faithful. Jed York, our CEO, is delivering on a vision, and it's going to be a great place for the fans to come check out games. Don't forget to check out levisstadium.com. You're going to find out all about this great process. All right, Stacy asks us, point blank, can I have free tickets to a game, please? Well, Stacy, tweet at Robert_Alberino, the executive producer for Niner Studios. Word is, he's going to give away two tickets to this week's game. If you follow him and tweet at him, he'll probably hook you up. This week's final question comes in from AHP. He wants to know, where does Justin Smith go shopping? Well, I'm not totally sure, but if I had to make a guess, I think it would be a Big and Tall.